latest team news from clubcall.com. These are today's latest Newcastle United headlines, and Jamal Lascelles, Jonjo Shelvey and Yoshinori Muto are all expected to miss Newcastle's home clash against Bournemouth this Saturday. Japan international Muto was forced off in the first half stoppage time in last Saturday's 1-0 win over Watford after picking up a calf injury, and he was replaced by match winner Ayotse Perez. Captain Lascelles, who recently penned a new 6-year contract at the club, then failed to return from the tunnel for the second half before midfielder Shelvey was substituted 6 minutes after the restart because of a muscular problem of his own. Well, all three have been assessed closely this week, and at Friday's press conference, boss Rafa Benitez revealed the trio are unlikely to play any part in the match against the Cherries at St James's Park. Ki-sung Young and Fabian Scher, who both joined the club during the summer transfer window, are expected to be handed starts after impressing when coming off the bench last time out. Danish star Elias Sorensen was included in the first team training this season, and the young striker could be named on the bench as Newcastle struggled to deal with the injury situation. Meanwhile, looking towards the January transfer window, Newcastle had scouts posted a couple of big European games this week. First of all, in the Champions League on Wednesday night, the match between Benfica and Ajax. Benfica won, Ajax won the final score, and Newcastle were among, I think, about 10 Premier League clubs represented at the match. No real indication as to who Newcastle were watching there, probably players from both sides, but possibly more interesting, the appearance of a Newcastle scout again at a Bordeaux match on Thursday, this in the Europa League, again a match that finished one apiece between Bordeaux and Zenit St. Petersburg. Of course, Bordeaux striker Francois Kimono has been watched before this season. He scored 10 goals, now 7 in the league, and on Thursday night he got his third in the Europa League from the penalty spot.